Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. Yes, I've been for real all week. Wow. Welcome to another edition, and you're tuned in to 92.7 FM and then 1580 AM out of Madison here, Devil Radio, and then WAUK, Kakaw, the Shaw, out of Waukesha, 540 AM and 101 FM. Wow, I got that done. Pizza Box Mike is back, and I got Jason Hafeman, local talent, and couldn't do it without you, brother, so thanks again.
Hey, I was worried about you last night. I was like, I was hoping you'd be able to make it in today.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay, okay.
We'll start out with
good to see you,
a week in Pizza Box life. So I went down, and my best friend still struggles with the mental health issues, but, she's, doing okay. I'm not to interfere with anything, and... But I told her, I'm not coming down. This nonsense of what I've been doing the last few years is over. And then I'm going down to see her again, which is cool because now winter's basically over. And I got time, man. I work a couple days part-time and do this fine show on the weekend in between those two part-time shifts. And I got to tell you, I went down there and she's all fired up about driving down to Iowa, Dubuque, to go to the River Museum. She's never seen it, and I've been there a couple times, so went down there. But there was a couple things, looking at all the fish in the tanks and the turtles, and then seeing the raptors, the owl, the kestrel, the red-tailed hawk, and the eagle that are in their cages, and I wasn't happy about it, dude. I mean, they were not happy, right? They're just like, and it wasn't busy. Can you imagine what it's like when there's like a whole bunch of people screaming and yelling in the... Oh, anyhow, I'll try to get past that, right? My love for animals and freedom, right? Which leads into what we're going to, right? But anyway, the fish and the turtles, you can tell it's time to eat because you walk over to the edge of the tank and they come up like, you got anything, man? If I had a worm and a hook, I'd be cooking some fish a little bit later. But I won't do that. No, I'm not going to do that. And if you guys want to do it, that's fine. But I did that for years. And back when fish was really clean and stuff, and our lakes weren't full of PFAS and the stuff that gets in their meat. Oh, that's okay. They won't hurt you. What, parasites? I don't know. I've been going to the Capitol for the last 12 years or whatever, and parasites are bad, man. They just suck you dry, okay? Anyhow, then we get over to the tank, and there's the stingrays. And at 2:30, they like to let some of the public feed these guys. And on this day, they're feeding them shrimp. I'm like, oh, red lobster today, yeah. And it was kind of cool, but I was amazed because here's this lady over there, and there's a stingray up on the side of the tank going like, yes, and his eyes, and she's petting it, and it's like, yeah, it's a petting tank. You just take two fingers and you stroke them when they go by and stuff. But they were still hungry. Maybe that's why they let you pet them. Then I went over, and here's this alligator sitting in the bottom of the tank, not moving at all. Wow, that's kind of lonely, I can tell. And I kind of got down on my knees to get closer, and all of a sudden it twitched a little bit and looked at me, and I'm like, hi, how are you doing? Come on over. Starts creeping its way over. Friendly alligator, for sure. If it was in the wild and I had, just left the grocery store and I had, a pound of chicken because I'm looking to feed, wild alligators or something. That's how you make friends. So that was kind of a cool trip. And then, Tuesday's recovery day or whatever, because it's a long drive and everything, and I'm 100% healthy, right? And and I'm getting charged up the yang from, you know, the insurance company that wouldn't cover the accident, even though I had insurance. But, oh, yeah, this little check here you didn't have, so you're, you know, and you don't pay, and then you take your life. Oh, okay, so they tell me the more miles I drive is what it is. So this little device here that measures how fast you start and stop, too, that's basically it. Doesn't measure a speed limit or anything, which I'm doing anyway. Oh, we're getting off on that driving thing. I don't want to drive angry just yet. We'll save that, right? But I went to the, yeah, stay focused now. That's real easy for ADHD and high dosages of THC just to deal with the world today, right? And it's working. I'm here to tell you, it's working. It's 100%. It should be legal. It shouldn't be more expensive because it's made legal and pharmaceuticals are investors that are, man, just let me have a little greenhouse, grow my own. I'll do it. I get up early enough in the morning and go to bed. I sleep like a and get up like a marijuana plant. Anyhow, so I go to the Capitol Wednesday and Thursday, you know, doing, you know, fresh delivery, fresh slices of pizza boxes, signs and stuff. Because you can't just bring all the same ones, right? But I got the positive ones, you know, that are signed by people from all over the world and, you know, some famous people and just some really good people, right? Just like outstanding human beings. And I was there for all that. And I'm still there. So I'm meeting outstanding human beings that are, I got to tell you, it doesn't matter now, you know, if they're voting Republican or Democrat, you know, a lot of them there are just, oh, I'm just doing business, right? Just doing my job. So they really, you know, the politics part, they're guilty of, you know, going along with it and benefiting from it. But they're not necessarily evil. They're just like, what do you call those things? They're like familiars. They get their little barcode on them and they do all this stuff for the evil people. But, oh, hey, man, I'm just, no, don't kill me, right? I'm trying to tell you this is the way the world is, people, you know, the reality of it all. But, you know, once they start putting up new ones, like you come in there and mouth off and you're like a legislator I haven't gotten to yet. That was stupid because now you can't come through there anymore because they really won't come through there once I start doing it. And yeah, okay, you're right. I'm crazy. I'm there to ask the rest of you, what in the F is wrong with the rest of you not being crazy? You're okay with all this and the way the world is just like, because I mean, do I have to tell people how awful the world is right now? I mean, this example of Russia and Ukraine, right? You know, and I got to tell you, man, I don't want to see either side of those people die because this is Putin, man. It's not. And I know there are some, and this is when mercenaries get hired to come in from all. There's probably like guys that are mercenaries working for these for-profit military operations, right? That are from here. Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt there's Americans over there trying to get some money out of this stuff. That's what it. And I feel so bad for. Really, for Zelensky, because president there, he knows he's been used, you know, by Russia, China, and the United States. In the past, they've made deals that this kind of stuff, if they just didn't join NATO and, you know, and they could have been more prepared for it. I'm more for diplomacy, but look, I'm not in a position to do anything about it. And neither are most of you, right? And that's this power trip that comes with the money, right? Because everybody wants the money. I'm okay with not taking the money, man. I like being simple. And I'm going to tell you right now. So how much time do we have before break? Can I take Andy? Oh, hell. All right, hold on. The mouse is like running away from me because it smells my cats.
I got you covered.
Hey, there we go. Andy, how's it going?
Not too bad. This Ukrainian situation, and the president talked to all the senators and, you know, begging for $10 billion and some planes to counteract the Russian bombing of, you know, people, civilians getting killed. You know, man, this is just a real mess over there, man. I don't know how people are getting the hell out of Dodge. I mean, you know, it's it's something to really grapple with, you know. I don't know how, you know, there's going to be a lot more people getting killed before this thing can be settled down, you know. And it's sad. It's really sad for no good reason, except that Putin wants to get a hold of those minerals and you know, expand the Russian, the whole Russian area. And it just, you know, it's, I don't know. It's not good. But did you check out the truckers last night? Was there any truckers showing up?
I'll be getting to that in a little bit. Keep listening.
Okay. All right.
I love how, you know, that's the best thing about you guys in our audience, is the fact that you're always anticipating. I know Dick from Madison always does this, you know, he's at, oh, Dick, can you just, like, hang on, you know. It's too early in the morning, and you know too much already, and you're on top of everything. But that's what we're trying to do, is get people on top of everything. But, I mean, with wealth and power comes evil, right? And Biden says, hey, you know, this is good versus evil, but it is, but it isn't. What it really is wealth and power versus freedom and democracy. And there's too many people that are confused. And how do I know that? Like Andy said, I went to the Freedom Convoy, and, you know, I don't know why everybody was nervous about me going to an event. Like, I guess you think that, you know, I'm going to go there as Pizza Box Mike protesting against their being there or something. No way, man. I want to hear it from them. I want to see it from them so that you guys can see it and hear it, right? Because that's what I do. I try to keep people posted on reality. There's just too much of this entertainment and convenience. And, man, the fastest hour in radio is not going to have enough time to talk about all the things that I wanted to talk about today. But that's okay, because then there's next week, and I'll forget what I was talking about this week, so I'll probably say the same thing again next week, and you'll be like, what? Is this like a replay or something? No, that's on Sundays at noon to 1. See, I'm trying to get the show going, and I saw there was a documentarian guy there, and I knew right away which media, you know, were who, you know, the Channel 3, 27. I got to talk about that when we come back, too. Talk about how what I saw with these, you know, local media and stuff, how they cover things, and then how documentarians and people like me, we're on the same page with those guys. The truth, you know, we're here to show it. That's what I was. I was a journalist. I wasn't there to protest. We'll be back in a little bit.